today, Lord God, that you might pour out yourself, your fullness, that you might reveal yourself unto us. Thank you, Lord God, for coloring us all here today, that you might perform your counsel over our lives. Father, we bless your holy name. We give you all the glory. Be thou exalted forever. For in Jesus' mighty name, we have worshipped. Amen. Let somebody shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen. We'll be seated in God's presence. I want to appreciate the pastor. He's not here today. For this privilege to take this session, and the pastor with as well. I'm grateful, sir, for this honor. So today, we're having a prayer service. So we're still going to be praying. Amen. I say to you today that the devil is in trouble. Devil is in trouble. Amen. Before we proceed, I want to just take a word, a song.
Oh, speak from the heaven and the earth will hear.
Emmanuel, please. Come on.
Oh, speak from the heaven and the earth will hear. Father, speak from the heaven and the earth will hear. Oh, speak from the heaven and the earth will hear. My altar is calling. Oh God, my altar is calling.
Revival fire.
pour on me. Pour your power. Rest on me. Let it pour on me. Let it rest on me. Drench my soul. Revive on fire. Drench my being.
Testimony in the name of Jesus. Revival fire will rest on you. Oh, I don't like your amen. Prayer power will rest on you. In the name of Jesus. The scripture says in Luke 18, it says, a man ought always to pray and not to do what? Not to faint. You can't afford to faint. You can't afford. But Sam, God bless you for that powerful session. As a matter of fact, the few things I was going to say had already been said, but I will still say something. Just to, we're going to be praying basically, but you know, just to like give like a backdrop or share an insight to guide us on what we'll be praying about this morning. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Now, this. I don't know, I'll call it a charge. It's going to be for like 10 minutes, and we'll spend the rest of the time praying. And I titled it, Why Men Slept. Why Men Slept. The Bible said, please, computer, media, please. Please, let's work together. I'm going to be calling scriptures and they will help me explain it. Okay, now let's start with Matthew chapter 13, verse 3 number 24. Matthew chapter number 13, 24. And another parable put he forth unto them, saying, thank you, choir. The kingdom of heaven is likened unto a man which sowed good seed in his field. Let's move. But while men slept, his enemy came and sowed tares among the wheat. And what did he do? He went away. Of course, Brother Sam established that, explained that the enemy we're talking about here is Satan himself. He's our arch enemy. Okay, let's look at another scripture very quickly. 1 Kings chapter 3. Verse 16. Read it through 20. 1 Kings chapter 3, verse 3. But 1 Kings chapter 3, 16 to 20. Good. Then came there two women that were hallowed unto the king and stood before him. Let's move. And the one woman said, Oh my Lord, I and this woman dwell in one house. And I was delivered of a child with her in the house. Go on. And it came to pass the third day after that I was delivered, that this woman was delivered also. I'm sure we know this story. And we were together. There was no stranger with us in the house, save we two in the house. And this woman's child died in the night because she overlaid it. I want you to take note of that. The woman's child died in the night. And she arose at midnight, and took my son from beside me while thine handmaid slept. And I laid it in her bosom and laid her dead child in my bosom. What happened? What period did this happen? In the night? What happened? What was going on then? See, while she was asleep, while that handmaid slept. Now, I want to talk about sleep. Sleep is defined as a natural state of altered consciousness, where the body and brain rest and recover. Sleep is good. Sleep is essential for health. It refreshes the mind and repairs the body. Sleep. Now, it goes further. It says, lack of sleep can cause fatigue, poor concentration, poor memory, impaired judgment, and risk of accident. Lack of sleep, quality sleep. So sleep is good if you make good use of it. Do you know that just as food that we eat, food is good, isn't it? It's good. But when you abuse it, it becomes a problem. Even honey, sweet, but when you abuse it, what's abuse? Abnormal usage of a thing. When you use it abnormally, it becomes a problem. But when you make good use of it, then you will reap the benefit. Now, when we're talking about sleep, now we're also going to look at slumber. What it means to slumber. Slumber is like a light form of sleep. Light form of sleep. You know, remember the scripture says, now the scripture says, a little sleep, a little slumber. You know, before you know it, something will go wrong. Just paraphrasing that scripture. Why I'm saying all this is to let us know that it is good to sleep, but you have to make sure that you don't sleep your destiny away. Daddy Gio, at 82, still does his prayer work, still gets up at midnight and prays for hours. While we're sleeping. The reason I read those scriptures, just to show us what happened at night. Nothing is real. While men slept, the enemy came, sold something, dropped something, and went away. The woman that had a baby, the two harlots, at midnight, it wasn't done in the daytime, at midnight, the woman looked, oh, she's asleep. Exchange took place. A lot of destinies have been exchanged because of sleep. Over sleep. Sleeping when you should be praying, when you should be awake. Now, when we talk about sleep, let's also put it in context. You know, one can actually be awake but be asleep spiritually. So it's not enough to open your eye. You can be awake at midnight and you're watching television. You're not sleeping. God will help us in the name of Jesus. I'm going to show us some things. I'm going to show us some things. Things that will blow your mind. For good. Now, let me define slumber. Spiritual sleep or slumber. Spiritual slumber is a dangerous state for Christians where they are unaware of their current state. Number one, where they are blind to realities and not productive. And the signs of spiritual slumber or sleep is a lack of interest in the things of God, lack of interest in God. A longing for worldly things over God. When you find yourself in that state, know that you have been, even though you are awake and alive, you have been asleep. A lack of prayer, quality prayer life, you are asleep. A decline in faith. These are the signs of spiritual slumber or spiritual sleep, when somebody is asleep in the spirit. So this morning, I want to read some things to us. Something that I researched. Has it ever crossed your mind that prayer has health benefits, like physical health benefits, prayer? How many knows? So when you are told to pray, it is not just to bind the devil up. Prayer has health benefits. I'm going to show us. This is verifiable, well documented. Prayer can have many health benefits, including reduced stress. Prayer can lower stress level, which can positively impact your heart rate, your blood pressure, and your immune system. Prayer. Prayer improves mental health. Prayer can help you overcome anxiety and other challenges and can improve your mood and behavior. Better sense of prayer can help you reflect on your feelings and develop emotional intelligence. And so on. I don't have plenty of time. Now, the one that will blow your mind the more is what I'm about to show you now. How many of us know that praying in the Holy Ghost, worshiping in tongues, has health benefits? We're not talking about the spiritual benefits of prayer and praying in the Holy Ghost. Now we're looking at the physical, your health benefit. Dr. Carl Peterson, a brain specialist, did the study at ORU, that's Oral Roberts University, in Tulsa, Oklahoma, USA, discovered that praying in tongues and worshiping in tongues, the brain releases chemical secretions that go directly to our immune system, giving 35% to 40% boost to the immune system. Praying in the Holy Ghost. You know, no wonder. You know, when COVID, during the pandemic, you know, there was so much anxiety, so much apprehension, a lot of people are afraid. But I stand on this altar, this great altar, no liar will go to heaven. The Holy Spirit, I heard the Holy Spirit say to me, say if you contract COVID by any means, just pray in tongues for 2 hours and forget it, it's gone. So when I saw this, I screamed. So really, that praying the Holy Ghost can boost your immune system. And when COVID, we know that it attacks the immune system, isn't it? So this morning, there's something I find hypocritical though. You know, people claim they want to pray, but when opportunity to pray presents itself, you don't find them around to pray. I find that disturbing. on Friday, stroke, Saturday, Saturday morning, this place was on fire. But the youth of Fountain of Living Waters went missing again. They went missing. They were nowhere to be found. Despite the publicity, where Sean did a good job. You know, he kept on reminding, sending reminders and all of that. And each time I said, wow, this is good. We're going to have a large number of them. It's a lie. The place was literally empty. But mind you, some people travel from Ibesa, in a bus, down to this place. I don't know. I believe we can do better. God help us. In the name of Jesus. But, you know, like God told Elijah, he said, you should now go down to the wilderness of Damascus. He said, anoint Hazael, the king over Syria. Anoint Jehu, king over Israel. And Elisha, the son of Shaphat of Abel-Meholah, a prophet in the room. So that anybody that escapes Hazael, Jehu will catch. If you escape Jehu, Elisha will deal with you. So if you escaped Friday, today we are here today. We're going to pray. We're going to pray. Amen. So we're going to jump up on our feet. Because the devil is a liar. Devil is a liar. Say it loud and clear. Devil is a liar. Devil is a liar. Now, Jesus told the disciples, he says, I have many things to share with you, but I don't think you have the capacity to take this thing. Nevertheless, when the Spirit of God comes, the Comforter, he will guide you into all truth. Bible says that he that prayeth in our own tongue edifies himself. In Romans chapter 8, let's see verse 29. Very quickly. Is it? Yeah. I'm 26. Think I'm 26. 26. So likewise, the Spirit also helped our infirmities. For we know not what we should pray, what we should pray for as we ought, but the Spirit itself maketh intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. Now that you know that when you're praying in the Holy Ghost is twice blessed. It's like two-edged sword. You know, it deals with the physical, it deals with the spiritual. Now, are you going to pray in the Holy Ghost? If you have not been, you've not been baptized in the Holy Spirit, I just want you to release yourself to the Lord. The Lord is in this place. Release yourself. Maybe you desire to pray in the Holy Ghost, but you have not received that baptism. This morning, you are going to be baptized in the Holy Ghost in the name of Jesus. Just release yourself to God. Release you and express your appetite, your desire for this gift. Express your appetite. You see, prayer is one of the most powerful gifts that a believer has. You know, when I was preparing for this, and I just asked myself, how can somebody be sitting on a gold mine and the person will be living in penury? You know, something just, you know, like something like hilarious. He said that Christians are like Nigeria. I'm sorry. A nation that is sitting on a gold mine, but there's nothing to show for it. How can you be armed with such a gift of prayer? How can you be armed with such a gift of the Holy Ghost? And the devil is kicking you left, right, and center. This morning we're going to say to the devil, it's enough, enough is enough. Say, enough is enough. No more running from pillar to post. You know, when something happens, you begin to run, scamper for help. No, you've got something. You are armed. Tell yourself, I am fortified. Tell yourself, I am fortified. Say to yourself, I am fully loaded. I am armed, fully armed. Amen. So you're going to use your arm. You're going to use what you've got this morning. Just open your mouth and begin to pray in the Holy Ghost. Begin to pray in the Holy Ghost. Le parush kapana sotele na mandosa. Me te dingele na ho paraba. Begin to pray in the Holy Ghost. Begin to pray in the Holy Ghost. Pray in the Holy Ghost. Pray in the Holy Ghost. Praying in the Holy Ghost is twice blessed. Twice blessed. Oh, shatamala na mosa. Le banadi gebara de baba. Betu pala na hina mosa. Bible says that he that prays in unknown tongues edifies himself. He that prays in unknown tongues emboldens his spirit. Come on, embolden your spirit this morning. Pray in the Holy Ghost. You know when you pray in the Holy Ghost, you minister to God. You speak mysteries to God. You are the one, you are communing with God. The devil is put, you know, he put into confusion because he does not understand that language. Come on, begin to pray in the Holy Ghost. I beseech you this morning, brethren, when you open your mouth, brethren, and begin to pray in tongues, and begin to worship in tongues, I can hear you. Pray the Holy Ghost. Pray the Holy Ghost. Le pusia. Pakana supeleha. Le de. I am fully loaded. I am fully loaded. Fully armed. Fully armed. Armed with word and prayer. Armed with word and prayer. Armed with word and prayer. Le patoche telebe. Mesu telegabo. Di karaguda. Madosi aplanosha. La supelebi. Mazopila. Mekora. Menema usia. Mezo. Le babezubeena. Makorina masuda. Pray. Pray in the Holy Ghost. If you have not been baptized in the Holy Ghost, the Spirit of God is in this place. You will live here today praying in the Holy Ghost. You will live here today praying in the Holy Ghost. Just trust the Lord. Just yield yourself to Him. Release yourself to Him. He says, open your mouth and I will fill it. Tell the Lord, fill me up. Fill me up. Fill me up. I desire the gift of the Holy Ghost. I desire the gift of the Holy Ghost. Cry out and say, where is the promise of the Father? Where is the promise of the Father? Where is the promise of the Father? I will say that the upper room in Jerusalem, that they were gathered and they had one prayer point. One prayer point. Where is the promise of the Father? Where is the promise of the Father? Where is the promise of the Father? My name is telling me. I will say that suddenly, something happened. Pray the Holy Ghost. Pray the Holy Ghost. The Spirit searches all things. He knows the deep things of God. He knows the deep things of God. Thank you, Father, for in Jesus' mighty name we pray. Now let's look at this verse very quickly. Thank you for bringing it up. Is it, and he that searcheth the heart knoweth what is in the mind of the Spirit, because he maketh intercession for the saints according to the will of God. Now let me show you. The Bible also says that the Spirit also searcheth all things, and even the deep things of God. And that is why praying in the Holy Ghost is very powerful. Very powerful. Sometimes we pray amiss. We pray amiss. But you can never pray amiss praying the Holy Ghost. It's not possible. Because the Holy Spirit is the Spirit of God. He knows what is in the mind of the Father. He knows. You don't know. You have no idea. You have no idea. In your mind, what is in your mind? You know? Very legitimate things, valid. You want to graduate, you know, with very good grades. You want to buy a car, build a house, get married, have children. They are very legitimate things you're praying for. But the Lord has other things that you want you to pray to arrive. He has a different route that you use to arrive at that place. That is why you must pray in the Holy Ghost. Because God, the Spirit of God, searcheth all things. He knows the deep things of God. There are depths, there are things, not the shallow things of God, the deep things of God that you should be praying about. Oh, Father, please help us this morning. Help us this morning. Help us. Help us, la patoche tekele ne modu, metezinge le makotoro manashida ba, le tata sopele na kabado sapada, medinziga balana osha tapala ba, mezuke na hoto shete pala, la bada dige bere debo shataba, mezone ke na manamo sataba, mezuke lebo, pray the Holy Ghost one more time, pray the Holy Ghost one more time, pray the Holy Ghost one more time, madosi le manosa, ni yano nosi deba, release yourself of the Spirit, release your mouth, release your heart, the Holy Ghost, and let him pray through you, pray through you, pray the mind of the Father, the counsel of the Father, to be established in your life. Metosi palanosa, eleboto balanala, eyekenemosa, melemosi demananosa, megenemosi dema, Holy Spirit, move me now, and make my life whole again. Spirit, move over me. Spirit, move over me. Holy Spirit,
Holy Spirit, move me now.
Make my life again. Find a fly around a hot stove. Mm-mm. It's not possible. You know, said flies, when gas, you know, cooking gas is burning, the fly will just, get burnt and roasted there. It cannot, it bears it. It gets roasted. But when a the gas cooker is cold. You find all manner of flies, unclean things in it. That's why you need fire. You're going to say, Father, make me a ball of fire. Now imagine a ball, you know, a ball, mighty ball of fire, rolling like this. Can anybody go close to it? No, you dare not. Make me a ball of fire. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and begin to pray. Make me a ball of fire. Touch me by fire, Holy Ghost.
Touch me by fire.
Yeah.
Touch me by
make
fire.
Say, Father,
Father,
make my family a living reservoir of fire. Oh, you're not praying. Pray. Make my family a living reservoir of fire. Matasole, have you seen a reservoir before? A reservoir. The reservoir is that you are born in already, and there is excess fire. Now, so mind you, the adversary is roaring like a lion, seeking for whom he may devour, seeking whom he may devour. But when you are the ball of fire, the adversary does not come near you. Oh, make me and my family a living reservoir. Fire. In my spirit, in my soul, in my Holy Ghost and my body. Let this wall upon which I am standing, the floor, and the wall, catch fire in the name of Jesus. Catch fire, catch fire. The seat that you are using to sit on, let it catch fire. Anything unclear, unclean spirit, be roasted right now. This atmosphere is inconclusive for you and your enterprises. Fire! Let the fire catch fire! The world catch fire! Set my family on fire for you.
on fire. Seven on fire. My generation on fire. 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 On fire.
Holy Ghost
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 fire.
Fire, 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 fire,
fire.
So Father, send you know, all the things that are precious to you, that matter to you, your marriage, your children, your business, your job. Father, send your fire, send your fire, send it, fire, 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 fire of protection, fire of protection. Father, must we make it over?
Make
it over.
Hey,
Mika! My children, all the mothers to me, my ministry, on fire, on fire, fire, these are the holies. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. We're going to pray and say, forces of darkness,
every force of
darkness, assign with my destiny. Be wasted by fire.
Wasted now.
My name is Shatalea. Assigned to waste my destiny.
You
waste my fire. You waste my fire. My soul, koto. We're going to pray again for our children. Forces of darkness assigned to destroy the destiny of our children. Be wasted by fire. In the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and begin to pray.
Force of darkness.
May the God of soul together. Thank you, Father. For in Jesus' mighty name I pray.
We're going to pray again. Say, every arrow.
Every arrow.
Fired at my destiny.
Fired at my destiny.
Oh, fire!
Catch
in the name of Jesus.
That's fire now.
Backfire, in the name of Jesus. Arrows of wickedness, arrows of failure, arrows of stagnation. Backfire right now. Backfire right now.
Backfire right now.
Make any more cinema.
Cut fire now.
Make any more cinema.
In the name of Jesus.
Cut
fire now. You are. In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. For in Jesus' mighty name, I pray. I'm going to pray again. We're going to pray and say, arrows of barrenness. What are you waiting for? Backfire in the name of Jesus.
Amen. Every arrow of barrenness. Cut fire now. Cut fire now. Cut fire now. Cut fire now.
What are you waiting for?
You are of barrenness. Cut fire now.
Destroy asunder.
You are of barrenness.
Destroy asunder.
Cut fire now.
Destroy asunder.
You are of barrenness.
How about you,
sir?
Evil arrow, go back to your sender.
Go back to your sender.
Evil arrow,
go back to your sender.
Evil arrow,
go back to your sender.
Satanic arrow,
go back to your sender.
Evil 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 arrow,
go back to your sender.
Go back to your sender. Peace. The Bible says that he maketh a peace.
Le papa
and
ya ba.
It. And he's falling into that same pit that he has dug. Anyone digging a pit for you
Makata.
Will be buried in that pit. That is what the Bible says. I didn't put it there. That's what the word of God says. Anyone digging a pit, waiting for your downfall, will be buried in that pit. In the name of Jesus. Two more prayer points. Two more. They're showing me this. I have a stopwatch on. They're showing me anyway. Time is gone. But now you're going to pray.
Every power.
Assigned to exchange my destiny. You know what happened in that Bible passage you read? You know, there's something they call, there's one Yoruba thing I watched many years ago. They call it Oguatunida. Somebody that came to this world with a glorious destiny. But somehow, somewhere, they gave him a fake one and took the original one. The person became so useless until Jesus intervened. Had Jesus not intervened, he would have been. Somebody, have you watched? There's one movie again, I call it They call the man, the one of the main characters, the library. I don't know what it. This guy can read a whole Bible without looking at it, library. But they changed it. They gave him Baruch. The word is wicked. That's why there was some gave a scripture. He said that the enemy is roaring like lion, seeking for whom to. If you are told, if anybody is telling you that life is not battle, the person is deceiving you. The person is deceiving you. But the only thing is that as a believer, you have an edge. Because let me tell you something. As a believer, we are not fighting for victory. You are fighting from victory. You're not fighting for. You're fighting from. Jesus says, I have overcome the world, that you are victorious. So what we are doing is that we are appropriating that victory. Amen? Amen? Amen. Amen. So lastly, we're going to pray and say, in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
I'm saying it as if you mean it. In the name of Jesus. One more time. In the name of Jesus. Listen, the dead child is not mine. Say it. The dead child is not mine. The dead child is not mine. You know, the woman, when she woke up, she realized, she said, the dead child is not mine. The dead child is not mine. That terminal disease is not mine. The dead child is not mine. That disease is not mine. It's not mine. Maybe you have accepted it. It's not yours. It's not yours. It's not yours. It's a lie from the pit of hell. It's not yours. It's not yours. The dead child is not mine. The dead child is not mine.
It's not mine.
The dead child is not mine. Masokelelele.
Yes.
The dead child is not mine. Oh. The dead child is not mine.
It's not
the dead child is not mine. The dead child is not mine. The dead business is not mine. The dead marriage is not mine. It's 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 not mine. That sickness is not mine. It's not mine. The terminal disease is not mine. It's not mine. It's not mine. I reject it vehemently. It's not mine. Cry out to God. It's not mine. Failure is not mine. Satanic agent assigned to cut our destinies or destinies of our children be roasted by fire. That destiny is not mine. It's not mine. It's not us. In the name of Jesus. Mesukele Mosota. Bedongele Nohupalahida. Elekota. Elekrona Borezida. Meroshikamanahiza. Maguda Lemosida. Mekota Lemosia. Merezongele Mosota. Matosi Lemanosa. Meshekele Mosota. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Ancient of Days. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Pastor Dave, please.
In the name of Jesus, Amen. We seal all the prayers we pray this morning with the blood of Jesus. Every reaction, every regrouping as a result of this prayer, we command them to rose by fire in the name of Jesus. And so shall it be. In Jesus' precious name we pray.